Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins. Listen live as we discuss the Punch TV Studios IPO 2.0, funding for your film, acting in film and television, new affiliate stations, and all things Punch TV Studios. Meet the stars of your favorite Punch TV Studios film and television shows and find out how you can be a part of the company that is revolutionizing media. Call 657-383-1974 and join in on the conversation. And now your host, Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us on another episode of Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO, Mr. Joseph Collins. I am your co-host, Sharifa Hardy, and we have yet another amazing show for you today. Today, we are doing something that we normally do not do. We're taking a break from business, from television, from IPOs, from announcements to talk about what's going on in the world. And one of the things that is going on today is the 2017 solar eclipse. It is August 21st. So where are you? Who are you with? To see this once-in-a-lifetime cosmic event, we invite you to share your story with Punch TV Studios CEO, Mr. Joseph Collins, and everyone here at Punch TV Studios. And we also have our very special guest, a bottle of you and a bottle of you for me, as always, in the streets, reporting what is going on in the world. Are you with us this morning, a bottle of you and a bottle of you for me?
Good afternoon. Yes, we are.
Good afternoon.
We are. Well, today we are very rare. It is a total solar eclipse today. It's going from Oregon to South Carolina. And this is the first time since the birth of our nation in 1776. So the United
States. It's the first time.
Today, yes, in the United States, since 1776.
Okay. Are you able to see the solar eclipse from where you are?
Yes. When it starts happening, we're right in line. I plan on reporting.
You're going to report it?
Yes, I do. And it will be on Nabuki, the Unabuki.
And everyone, if they can't watch it live from wherever they're at, they can watch it on NASA. NASA is going to be streaming it live, and they're going to be discussing it at the same time. So they can either do it online, or they can go to NASA TV if they have it on their cable channel, and watch the live eclipse from their living room.
Wow. So what is the importance of the solar eclipse?
Well, let's put it this way. They say some people think that they could travel and see the solar eclipse as it crosses the United States, that you would roughly have to drive at around 2,000 the moon's shadow. So that's not possible, but it is possible for you to get somewhere in line so you can view this once-in-a-lifetime spectacular
event. Yeah, I'm currently sitting off the side of 95 outside of Wilton, North Carolina. The direct path is going from Oregon across the United States through Nashville, where they had a big, big celebration last night and will be doing so all today. A lot of country music stars and other stars all gathered in Nashville to celebrate this once-in-a-lifetime event. So I know they are going crazy in Nashville. They said over 9,000 reservations were made for the hotel. They were sold out before yesterday. I'm out here on 95 heading southbound towards Fayetteville and south of the border. And all from this point on, you will be able to see this solar eclipse.
Yes, and the sun is right over your head with no shadows, no clouds. It's a beautiful day out here today.
Okay, do you need your special glasses to be able to see the solar eclipse?
Oh, definitely, definitely. But there are several different other methods that I have posted, both in Nabuki and Facebook, for you to make your own glasses out of a box. You need a white piece over one and put a pinhole in the foil. And then you'll be able to see, you have to stand with your back to the sun, but you'll be able to see the reflection on the back of the box. And that's one of the safer ways of doing it if you don't have glasses.
And you posted that on Nabuki and on Facebook?
Yes, I've been posting things about the eclipse all month, if anyone's been paying attention.
I'm hoping some of our Nabuki users are listening to the show. I did post on there last night for them to get a little bit more involved, you know, to even talk about their own businesses. And so I would like to give a shout-out to all Nabuki from A Bottle of Youth and A Bottle of Youth for Me, and especially to Saifa.
Definitely. Well, so tell us a little bit about A Bottle of Youth. What do you have going on?
Well, actually, skincare, anti-aging, firming it up. You know, I told my wife after this event up in Charlottesville that, you know, if folks wanted to protest, fine, but they can't wear clothes, and they would have to firm up, and so they can use A Bottle of Youth for that as well. I think that would be one of the best ways to protest. That way there's nobody with weapons, and you can clearly see what's going on. And it might actually deter a lot of folks from going anyway. But as far as A Bottle of Youth, we have our brand-new double cleansing wash that you use in the morning. It's fantastic for your face. My wife can share all her opinions about that because she's currently using it, along with the hydrogel eye patches that are helping get away the black marks up under your eyes, you know, from lack of sleep or, you know, if you wear glasses. I noticed a lot of folks who wear glasses all their lives, they generally get this little black mark right up under their eyelid due from the glasses and the sun coming in. Now, the hydrogel patches will actually alleviate a lot of that darkness and blemishes on your skin and return it back to its youth, as well as the wrinkles. It helps fill in the wrinkles and moisturize your skin. It's probably one of the only things that I can tell you within 20 minutes you're going to notice a difference, that and our eye serum. I mean, our eye serum is wonderful. We stand at Virginia Beach a lot of time. And just give it to one person, you know, or two people, depending on who comes through. Have them put it on one eye, allow them to see the difference between their left or right eye and the opposite eye. And the difference is always noticeable within 5 to 10 minutes. So that's really the selling off the shelves, eye serum, as well as the Nerium Firm Cream. You could go to aboutayouth.com to check out all of our products, find out more about our product. It was discovered from cancer research. Each one of our products has its own exclusive patent ingredient. You can only get it from Nerium International. There's no one else out there in the anti-aging field that is doing as well as Nerium International is when it comes to people's skin. So I always tell everybody we promote face, body, and wellness. We have everything covered from something that you can take within yourself to do better for your skin and your body overall. We have all the creams. That's the Nerium Firm Cream that you can use all over your body. We have a Nerium Face Cream that has a NAE8 extract from the Nerium Oleander plant. That was discovered from cancer research, and it's amazing. It truly is. It really works. When they were doing this in blind studies, people were coming back asking for some more cream. They were calling it a wrinkle cream. This was actually made to try to cure melanoma. It didn't cure the melanoma, but it got rid of blotches. It smoothed the skin out. It got rid of wrinkles. So everyone who was in the blind study was actually thinking that it was a wrinkle cream. They wound up following it up, teaming up with Princeton University, MD Anderson, and John Hopkins. So they have their own scientific advisory board, and they came up with these extracts from the Nerium oleander plant, as well as a coffee plant, That's for our EHT. That's great for memory and focus. It's helped folks with, you know, memory problems for quite some time. I know my wife has taken it, and she's been using it for 2 years. Her mother's been taking it since her stroke, and now she's out driving, and we can't hardly find her now. But she's never lost.
Okay. So that's one of your focuses is a bottle of youth and a Nerium product. But let's go back a little bit. Let's tell our listeners how you first found out about Punch TV Studios and a little bit about your journey across the country.
Sure. April 1st of last year, 2016, we were traveling west from Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri. My child had just graduated boot camp. We sent them back towards the East Coast. They were traveling back to North Carolina. We would continue out towards the Grand Canyon at that point. Well, we made it to Nevada, Missouri, before getting hit by an 18-wheeler. Yeah, we were in Nevada, Missouri for approximately 6 days after being hit by the 18-wheeler. But one of the interesting things that took place on April 1st, being that it was April Fool's Day, we couldn't even call anyone. To let them know what had happened to us. So after my wife made it out to the hospital, the rescue squad had took her away from the scene maybe 3.5 hours before I got to the hospital. After the accident, she was actually knocked out. I did have to resuscitate her, but then she went off to the hospital. When I seen her at the hospital, she's looking for a rental car. And I'm letting her know that the next rental car is in either Joplin, Missouri, or in the state of Kansas. So we had some time that we were going to be waiting, and they were going to pick us up at our vehicle, which was parked out on this gentleman's property, about 200 acres. So we sat in that vehicle looking at the truck that hit us for approximately 3.5 hours. Then we heard a radio show announce Punch TV commercial. So Punch TV Studios commercial came on the radio. We're kind of looking at the radio, seeing how the rest of the car didn't work, but the radio did. And I went ahead and typed the information in, and I said, I'm going to go back on and the SEC paperwork on this company. After doing so, December 1st of last year, I went ahead and purchased our first set of stocks because I found that the numbers and all the research that I did made sense. There was another time towards the end of December when me and my wife got together and we said, how can we increase our share? So we wound up actually pawning some jewelry that I had been buying my wife over years. We're talking about diamond bracelets.
Oh, let me tell you, they were one-of-a-kind pieces from St. Louis. St. Thomas. Oh, my goodness. It almost killed me getting rid of those feet. And we knew we had lived for a reason. And we believed so wholeheartedly in everything that Punch stands for, and we still do. So I had no choice but to go ahead and pawn my ring and my two beautiful 3-carat tennis bracelets.
I promised her that I would definitely make up for that. And she understood at the time that if we wanted to make a big difference with our family, that we were going to need more than just 100 shares.
Yes.
Come January, the last Monday of January, I wound up hitting the pick four in the state of North Carolina. Or I believe it was 32-27 or 35-27, and took a huge portion of that, bought some more shares. We've been buying shares ever since December 1st. And hadn't slowed down yet. I truly believe that anyone who's been in a hurt condition of finances can see a clearer path if they have Punch TV Studio shares. I believe that once this IPO opens and goes public on Wall Street, when we open up on Wall Street, those shareholders are going to be listening to Cool in the Gang Celebration. I truly feel that everybody's going to hear that in their head as soon as that bell rings down on Wall Street.
Well, that is a great song.
that's kind of my story. And since finding out about Punch TV and feeling so strongly about it, we spent a lot of our time trying to figure out where we could go in the nation where it can make some of the greatest impact of showing it on our car. So the bloodline of the United States is our interstate and U.S. highway. I utilize all the interstates here on the East Coast, the U.S. highways as well. I contacted folks through TV. I've spoken with networks of truckers around major cities, police departments, traveled all the way to the Grand Canyon, even 30 miles outside of L.A., advertising Punch TV and their $1 stock share. I thought this opportunity was one that no one should miss, and I would have truly felt bad had I not done it. If I would have just sat at home and only bought our share, I can't say that I would have been so happy when it did pay off for us, because then I would feel bad that I didn't let others know. And because I'm ex-military, also an ex-police officer, I don't believe in leaving the community behind, because I feel like the only way we're going to go forward here in the United States is to band together and prosper. And the only way we can do that is to stop hiding information that can help out our fellow citizens.
And we feel like maybe we can't be the top 2%, but we might be the top new percent.
Absolutely.
I'm mad you gave your own stuff a yay.
So what we're going to do right now is we're going to stop for a brief commercial break, and we will be right back.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki?
I'm Joseph Collins, CEO of Punch TV Studios. Growing up in South Central Los Angeles, my mother was on welfare. She fought day and night to get off welfare and give her children a better life. She would always say to me, "Son, this is the best that I can do, but you can do better." And I promised that I would do better and that I would be the catalyst for change in our community. Just like I promise you that together we can build a multi-billion dollar media company that brings wealth back to our community, that resurrects blighted areas and puts people back to work. Be part of the promise. Be part of change. Invest in Punch TV Studios for only $1 per share. Call now, 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. Or visit our website at punchtvstudios.com.
As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you, Nabuki?
If you are just now tuning in, we are discussing the 2017 solar eclipse. So has there been any updates, any changes? What's going on down there?
Well, for our callers, I would like to tell them some locations and times that it starts back in Raleigh, North Carolina. It will start around 1:10 p.m. It will max out at 2:44 p.m. And it will end at 4:06 p.m. with a 94% chance of being. Same for Durham. Roanoke Rapids, however, is from 118 to 405 with a max at 45 p.m., and they will have a 91%. Now, Sand Hill is 116, North Carolina would be 117, where it starts, but they only make out about 245 and end at around a little after. So good luck to people getting there, and don't forget to protect your eyes.
Don't forget, people, protect your eyes.
Now, we're going to start giving you some times for Midwestern and the West Coast. And I'm going to have my wife go down the list. Are you ready?
Well, if we have anyone that is in Paducah right now, Paducah, Kentucky, their max was at 122.06, and it was in around 2:49. If you're in Nashville, it starts at 1:27. Clayton, Georgia, it starts at 2:35. And Columbia, South Carolina, it starts at 2:41. So get out there, protect your eyes, and see this once-in-a-lifetime event.
And if any of our listeners are watching this event, please do not hesitate to call in the 657-383-1974 and tell us your story. Tell us where you're at. Tell us who you're with.
Absolutely, absolutely. So where are we going to be able, what time are we going to be able to see it here on the West Coast?
Well, it's already pretty much past the West Coast.
I think you can still see the maximum around 2:20 somewhere our time, so that would be around 3:20 your time. I mean, 12:20 your time. Is that correct? What did you show for Oregon? But Oregon should be around the same time as California.
Well, in Jefferson City, Missouri, it is at 2:31 p.m.
And Idaho Falls totally ends. They stay at 11:30 Mountain Standard Time. Madras, Oregon, the total eclipse will be approximately 10:21. A.M., that's Pacific Standard Time. If you're in Illinois, I cannot pronounce that word. Can you pronounce it for me? I can't see it all the way. Carbondale, Illinois, at 1:22 p.m. And, of course, you said Nashville already. That's at 1:29. And that's also Central Standard Time. And Wyoming at 11:45 a.m. to see the whole eclipse, and then it's going to start ending around 11:47. Do we have any callers calling in yet?
People may be snake-like figures. They can emerge in the shadow, and they've been known to be on surfaces near the ground before and after a total eclipse. They're called shadow banks. They're thin, wavy lines that can be seen moving across on plain-colored surfaces.
I don't want to cut you off, but I'm having a little bit of trouble hearing you. What are they called, shadow lines?
Yes, they're called shadow bands.
Shadow
bands? Yes, ma'am. They are sometimes called shadow snakes. They are thin, wavy lines that can be seen moving across on a plain-colored surface, like white cars. So if you happen to see something like a snake-like squiggly figure, don't worry, it's supposed to happen.
Now, where are these snake lines coming from? Why should folks see those? I mean, is it something special that happens at this time of the event, or is that a, how would you call?
Scientists have been struck by this rare and unpredictable phenomenon for at least a century. However, NASA says the simplest explanation is that that they are likely arise from the atmospheric turbulence and how light passes through different layers of the atmosphere.
It's interesting. I didn't know if you had to take something in order to see those snakes. I was really thinking, as far as history, and what it was one of those things that's told by the Indian, and passed down from generation to generation. I would love to find out if someone knows how and the first time this was ever seen and why did they think it looked like a snake. And like I said, that's my biggest question. I don't know how you're going to see a snake in the sky. But that is very interesting. It's a lot, very interesting reading. Very surprised to see that.
Well, it's approximately 126 here, and I see the sun. I don't see the moon yet. So I will be recording, though.
So you said it's 126. What time is
what
it scheduled?
Time
are you scheduled to see it there?
It is scheduled to start at 1:16. So I was kind of looking for the moon. Oh, I see it. Oh, my goodness, I see it. Well, I guess I'm going to have to start recording.
She's been waiting for this for quite some time. It's been a conversation every time we've traveled. She's always told me, hey, if we can do this weekend, make sure the weekend of the eclipse, I can see that or don't take this trip. So I've been fair warned for about a year now about all trip taking to make sure I had enough money to get us to where we needed to be to see this particular event. We also have Quentin with us. This will be his first chance at 20 years old of seeing. I think he's missed every other partial eclipse that we've had because we've always seemed to have rainy, weather at that time or cloudy, overcast. I don't know what it is about the East Coast, but every time they normally talk about some type of a eclipse, or even at night, generally we have clouds. I thought NASA was planning that for a long time. I know a lot of times the folks around here, they talk about these contrails that they see in the sky, and they wonder if our government is causing it to rain or, what exactly are these planes doing. And when I run into folks like that, I kind of like to let them know that if they ever been on an airplane and they look out towards the wing tip, you would see that same type of line coming off of the wing tip. And that has to do with the speed one slicing through the atmosphere and the moisture that's within the atmosphere coming off the tail end of those wings. It's one of the things that you see a lot of times with fighter jets, especially when they make hard banks, left or right, you'll start seeing that line, and sometimes it clears up and sometimes it don't. I mean, I've actually seen planes fly so fast and produce kind of a halo around its it's almost like the plane is flying through the halo, especially military planes. That's something you can definitely check out on YouTube for anybody who's interested and they want to find out more about our atmosphere and what causes all the different effects that we have, like we were talking about these, that you might be able to see in the sky. A lot of this stuff is done by the atmosphere, and it's because each layer of the atmosphere is definitely called a different thing. I can't give you all the names right now, but I can tell you there's about three or four different layers to the atmosphere that the space shuttle would go through. And that's why you see when the space shuttle is returning that it heats up so hot and kind of looks like a fireball because of all the friction within the atmosphere that is rubbing up against. Just because we have air and you can't see straight through it, it doesn't mean that a force that's traveling at a rate of speed wouldn't come in contact with some friction of the atmosphere to create something that you wouldn't normally see.
Wow, and we are, you're filming it now,
filming
and
it
we
now,
have you
and
live
we have you
on Changing the Conversation.
Changing the Conversation.
That is true.
Son, what a cookie bite.
Yeah, right now our sun is actually shining through a cloud.
Yeah, I haven't seen clouds all day.
Which in this particular circumstances, if you didn't have those glasses, if a cloud was overshadowing the sun, but you could still see the outline of the sun, you should be able to see the outline of the solar eclipse as well. The clouds do dampen a lot of the effects of the sun. I wouldn't recommend looking directly at it. I would definitely try to take, you know, quick stares if you don't have the glasses, but it's always safer to have them. It's coming out of the cloud right now, which is going to make it a little bit harder to look. Still waiting to start seeing a shadowing over the sun itself. It looks like it might actually be from the top right corner that is coming in. Is that what you're seeing, sweetheart? If you're looking at the sun, the top right quadrant? Yeah. Yeah, it looks like a little cookie that's entering into the sun. Right now, there's definitely a small cookie. And we are about, it's 1:33 now. Before it's totally covered, it should happen around 2:33 to 2:40 would be the best time to look at it. If you're in an office building, you just need to run out real quick to see it. That's for anyone who is in North Carolina heading west or south, down in South Carolina, and Charleston will be the last place that you will be able to see it. Now, I'm utilizing this little covering that comes in within your windshield to look up at the sun, which is making it a whole lot easier to stare at it and to actually see the moon crescent coming in. So if you have those little, it's a shaded part of your windshield. On mine, I have some little dots that kind of dampen the light that comes through. And it actually does help looking through those dots, because then you can actually put it in a grid and keep your eye on it and actually see as it moves in. When it starts covering certain dots that's already covering the sun, you'll be able to tell that it's completely covered, because you won't no longer be able to see the dot. You'll just see a ring around the sun. Well, actually around the moon.
Now, if you are watching the solar eclipse where you are and you would like to share this experience, feel free to give us a call, Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO, Mr. Joseph Collins. You can call in 657-383-1974. Again, that number is 657-383-1974. We do have quite a few callers on the line. If you want to join the conversation in the Punch Bowl, please press 1 so that we know you have a question or a comment, or you want to share your experience with Punch TV Studios or your experience with the solar eclipse today. Press 1 so we know you like to join us in the Punch Bowl. We are going to stop for a brief commercial break, and we will be right back.
I'm Joseph Collins, CEO of Punch TV Studios. We have a network of television stations around the country. And today, we are proud to announce that we have just launched our newest television station across all of Southern California. KILM is the new Punch TV. Check your local listings on Direct, Dish, Spectrum, Charter, Frontier, and over the air for free. From the desert to the sea, it's Punch TV. For more information on the second phase of the Punch TV Studio stock offering for only $1 per share, call 310-419-5914, 310-419-5914, or log on to PunchTVStudios.com. That's PunchTVStudios.com.
Investing in IPO carries a degree of risk. There is no guarantee that your investment will be secure. Do not invest if you cannot afford to lose your investment.
As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the Filmmakers Group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you, Nabuki?
Do you, Nabuki?
What do you do?
We definitely know that a bottle of you and a bottle of you for me is on Nabuki.
Yes, we are. Got a couple of our military service members. Look like their convoy broke down. Their lead truck, Humvee. A lot of military around it, these parts outside of Fayetteville. You have Fort Bragg, North Carolina, which is one of the largest military bases that we have. And some of the most important units come out of Fort Bragg. A lot of your specialists and forces train around there and fly out of that area to go handle situations for our country. They do a great job at it, and I want to commend the military. I am an ex-military veteran, so you know, I'm red, white, and blue through and through. I've tried to make my family that way, and if you haven't noticed, a lot of times I do the Punch TV Studios painting on the back window in red, white, and blue. It seems to attract a lot of attention. It really does make people be more curious as to what Punch TV is all about. It's quite interesting seeing folks jump right onto their phone as they're passing our back window. And when they come past my driver's side window, I can see them actually on Punch TV when folks go to pass. But I don't try to drive past anymore. Generally, I'm definitely doing the speed limit. And it allows for everyone else to pass me and see what Punch TV Studios has to offer.
Well, we definitely appreciate that. But before we go too far in the show, we just wanted to have a moment of silence and pay respects to Mr. Dick Gregory, who we lost over the weekend. That was definitely a loss to our community.
Yes, he was. I think a lot of the older comedians spoke about him more so than the younger comedians, but Dick Gregory has done a lot for our country and the black community. I don't know his whole story, but it's one of those names that when you were growing up, you tend to hear more than other names. You know, when we did get TV in our house, I'm about 43 years old, and I still remember watching a 13-inch. So, I'm sure there's folks out there that are much older than I am that was then over the radio at one point. Definitely want to send condolences out to his family from aboutofyouth.com and Punch TV.
Yes, we do. Yes, definitely, we do.
So what are we seeing right now, LaDonna? Okay, so is it covered by clouds?
No, it's definitely not covered right now.
And you can see the crescent come in?
Yes, we can see it. Yes. It's not coming up that great.
I love the way you say yes. She almost said that already. Yes, definitely. And we've done that twice. Gotten married twice. I always felt that you should, go down to the Justice of the Peace. You should always confirm it with a church. You need all the help you can get when you're married.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And for those that are still looking for love, we're on our second marriage, well, actually our third marriage together. And I know there's a lot of individuals who've tried marriage before. I want you to know not to give up. Your soulmate is out there. Sometimes you just need not be looking in order to find he or she. About love right now.
That's
wonderful.
Wonderful.
But like Forrest Gump, yeah, that's about all I can say about love right now.
Well,
it's like a box of chocolates.
I was noticing on the news today, there's going to be a lot of baseball games. And a lot of the people out there are looking forward to watching both the game and the eclipse at the same time.
I would love to see what you're understand what you're seeing in California right now. Is your sun slightly covered, or
we are trying to see right now? We're still in the office and we're broadcasting from the office.
Oh,
from inside Punch TV Studios.
You don't have a sunroof?
There's no sunroof at Punch TV Studios.
Well, I think that's something we should change.
Yes. What we're going to focus on is closing out the IPO.
Yes, I know we are. I can't wait for this IPO to close. But I'm more excited to see how many more shareholders are going to come into the company who are just finding out about Punch TV because of the radio program or because of commercials in their area. And the best move you can make for your family, I think once you purchase your stock, you should start setting goals as to how you want your life to change and then follow those goals.
So tell us, how would you like your life to change?
Well, I want a plane. And Punch TV, I believe, is going to help me get that plane one day. I don't need to own the plane. I don't mind buying into a little shared program. But a bottle of youth at one point will stop driving 1,000 miles in this vehicle, letting folks know about Punch TV. And I wish I was joking about that, but I'm not. Purchased this vehicle September 2nd last year. It had 34 miles. I'm at 85,617 right now. And majority of that can be verified by all the Google Maps that I have put up on the bookie so you can see where I've traveled at. That's shocking to me. But I love Toyota. Toyota Camrys are the best. This is a hybrid. It gets you twice as far as you normally would go if I was on just gas alone. Getting a hybrid is probably one of the better investments, and it will save you money in the long run. I would say you probably notice a difference within 6 months from what you were driving before to driving a hybrid. And that's one of the ways that folks can save their budget as far as gas is concerned. I know it helped us out a lot. It helped us out so much we were able to purchase extra stock shares each month because by the end of the month, whatever we had left over, it went towards stock shares. I just couldn't see going into a Dollar Tree and buying anything in there for a dollar if I can get stock for a dollar. Therefore, the savings at the end of the month, that's what it went towards. And as far as Punch TV changing our life, it already has. I can't really see us living much different than what we're doing currently. Of course, it'll be more money. That's great. But money doesn't buy you happiness. Getting out on the road or traveling with your family, spending that quality time at home with your family, I think that's probably the most important thing to me. And as for what Punch TV has done for our family, because we were able to purchase many shares. We have children. We have 7 children, and they weren't all able to purchase shares. But now we know that upon our passing or us transferring stock easier on the future generation, and by doing this, because I believe it will be generational wealth, I believe that my great-grandkids and their great-grandchildren will do well with what we leave behind. I just hope that we have a world that's peaceful for them to live in. And hopefully the cost will go down as well in the future with all of these solar plants popping up all over the United States. That we're finding more ways of conserving energy and as well as storing energy. I think maybe in another 10, 15 years, we might be able to run this country off of just us alone. And I'm not thinking, our power plant so much as that's free energy.
Yes, yes. Now, let me just ask you, this is one of my questions I've been curious about, and I'm getting feedback, which is why I've been really quiet for today's show. I hear every word I say. But we know that you are investors and you have your stock. But just curious, on the entertainment side, we created Punch TV Studios in order to create movies and stories from the lives of ordinary people. Do you have a story or a movie that you see happening or being told at TV Studios?
Well, I guess it depends on which angle you want to go from. My wife always figured we have this great love story. And she's been always saying that it should be a movie. So that's going to be interesting. I would definitely say that a love story we have. We got a lot of stories that we could tell. I mean, we have lived
What's
a life.
What's the love story?
The love story on Broadway in 2001, when neither one of us was looking for anyone, I was just a single father. You know, quite honest, I went to an event downtown Norfolk. It was one of my first times drinking with my family down that way because I had lived there for almost 2 years and hadn't seen them and didn't know where they were located. Once I did locate them, we all met downtown Norfolk, what they used to call Amfram Fest, and they would have concert series going on down there, of course, drink. So we were drinking that day. We went on back to the house. We had a huge cookout. I felt as if I wasn't where I needed to be. I was going through a lot of hurt because I was out of a relationship. It was a marriage, but I had left Bonnie Mac, and I was raising my two young boys. I was a single dad of two young boys, Nathaniel and Daquan. I believe their ages at the time when me and LaDonna met was somewhere around 6 and 5. And since then, we've pretty much been together. We've been together 24 hours a day. They're like, you know, we've gotten married twice. We have an anniversary in February. We also have an anniversary in April. So sometimes you might see us celebrating two different anniversaries and wondering why. But we believe in fate. And it was definitely fate that brought us to one another because my wife is not a big drinker. I was sitting at the back of the bar, probably on my second or third Long Island iced tea. because I got PTSD, she was standing next to me, behind me, but sitting in a chair. And because of the close proximity to the wall and that it was only one way in and one way out on that side, I wound up having to put my hand in some young ladies at the end to get out and exit towards the floor. Then I asked her to take a seat about 2 or 3 times. I would generally get paranoid with someone standing behind me, but she was standing back there looking gorgeous, smiling and kind of bopping her head to the music. I moved my jacket out of the seat and asked her to sit down. She finally did. After upon, you know, sitting down, we started talking with one another. She asked me about my tattoo, which had really started the conversation because I didn't have anything to say. I thought she was too beautiful for me. And like I said, mm-hmm. I had, you know, self-esteem problems. You know, I mean, I thought I looked good and I thought my boys looked good, but I couldn't really understand what was going on with my marriage, and I was, you know, just trying to make sure that, one, I was a father every day and I took care of them. And still, so, you know, upon working and taking care of my boys and LaDonna and I getting together, we wound up actually blending our family. I didn't think she was actually going to call me when I gave her my number that night. I had asked to take her to IHOP, her and her girlfriend, and she told me no. So my first date, I got shot down. I'm kind of glad that it happened that way because after I got home, I realized I probably wouldn't have been in the shape to really be trying to have a real important conversation. However, she called me back the very next morning, I would say maybe around 7 o'clock, which was interesting to me because, one, I thought it was a dream. The fact that she called, I was so happy. We started talking from 7 that morning. I believe it was a Sunday morning, too. And my ex-wife pulls up to the house, wanting me to change her tire. It couldn't work out no perfect. Initially, I wound up getting off the phone with LaDonna and then had a second thought that maybe I didn't want to do that and called her right back. so that she would understand that, yes, me and my ex-wife was not together. I mean, we were separated. We weren't divorced at the time, but we were definitely living in two different locations, and I had custody of my boy. But the smartest thing I ever did was calling LaDonna back, even though my ex-wife was at the door asking me to change her tire. And my initial reaction was, hell no, I ain't changing your tire. LaDonna's the one that told me you get more bees with honey than you do with vinegar. Now, I paused for a second, not understanding that country in New York, and I couldn't understand what bees and honey had to do with a damn tire, that I felt I was not responsible for changing any longer. I felt like if you were woman enough to go out and get to have me leave you, then don't come looking for me when you have a problem with your car. Like I said, that was the smartest thing I ever did, was calling LaDonna back to stand my ground and to show that I was really ready to move on with my life. And so for that, I thank her, you know, for the bees and honey and vinegar thing. I still don't get it. It's 17 years later almost. It'll be 2018 shortly in a few months. So June of next year will be 18 years. 17 years total that we've been together, married for 14 of those years. So, yes, we definitely have a love story. And I didn't even begin to talk about half of the stuff because you want to move. Can't tell you everything.
Oh, yeah. I just want to tell you that I did talk to his wife this morning.
Oh, tell her about that.
Oh, she grabbed the phone. She's like, you don't want him. I was like, why? And she gave me her reasons why, and she said, well, he put me out. And he said, well, we're separated, and she was trying to fight a friend of mine. And I was like, well, I'll buy that, because at the time I was in a very abusive marriage. And I was like, if he's not cheating and beating, I'll buy that $4.
Yeah, see, everything's $4 nowadays. Just like Punch TV Talk.
Punch TV Studio stock at $1 per share on our website at punchtvstudios.com.
And we might also want to mention that if we want to get 10 people or more together, Mr. Collins, our CEO, is a nice enough man to call you back and answer any questions to you.
Absolutely. We've been doing conference calls here at Punch TV Studios.
How is the old fella doing anyway? You eating right? Staying in shape?
No. We still have to whip Mr. Collins into shape, but he's been on the move. He's been in production. He's launched a television station. He's given away free stocks. So I think it's just the energy that keeps him moving.
We're sending him all our.
Well, we are the new Tupac and Biggie. East and West Coast united for all the good reasons in the world to make this work. I really truly believe in Punch TV, and it's even more fun watching it. I don't know how many shareholders are actually watching their own channel, something that they invested in. If you haven't done it, you should. All it's going to do is make you smile and start allowing you to feel the pride that you should feel with owning Punch TV stock.
Absolutely.
Really believe it's more of a movement than just building a company. Mr. Collins has gotten the community behind him, and I've never seen anything like this before in business.
Absolutely. So until next time, we will be back tomorrow, Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific time for Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO, Mr. Joseph Collins.
Thank you for listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins. Tune in Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time as we continue to change the conversation in contemporary media. To be a guest or to share your thoughts on Changing the Conversation, visit nabuki.com today. Don't miss out on the opportunity to be a part of the company that's revolutionizing media. Visit PunchTVStudios.com to become a part owner at $1 per share.